Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who are not here, we sit in the southern part of Israel, in a vast expanse of desert, with a view that is amazing. A view that has been here as long as the ages and humanity. This place has been seen by the ancients and enjoyed just as you are. There are two channelings today, and these two will spell the last two letters of the word peace. We're going to examine the letter E and what it would mean in this context where we sit in this day. E will stand for enlightenment. And it may not be exactly what you think. For the definition of enlightenment will be given. And I want you to pay attention, for it may not be what you think. Indeed. Are you enlightened? And how would you then define your own enlightenment? So, in honor of the land, we're going to use some riddles. Perhaps not riddles as much as metaphors or allegories. We're going to ask a fundamental Orthodox Jew, are you enlightened? And here is his answer. I am enlightened, more than anybody in the land, for I follow the original, the laws to the letter. There are no better laws that are closer to God than this. Our traditions are clear, and I and the rest of us are doing our best. I am an enlightened human being. Now, if you ask him about those around him who do not believe as he does, he would say they are not, for they do not have this truth that he has. If you ask a Muslim, are you enlightened? The man will say, absolutely. I have the original. But even more than that, from the original history of the area and the land, all the way back to Ishmael, but with a prophet who is current, less than 1,000 years old, my prophet has the most enlightenment to give to me as an enlightened man. I follow the prophet's words to the letter. How could it get better than that? I have the most modern information. When you ask him about the others, he would say, they do not follow what I do. They don't have full enlightenment. Who is enlightened here? And which one is correct? And whose truth is real? If you listen to the justification of their enlightenment, it makes sense. And they live it in a pure way. both as pleasing to God as they can. Let's talk to an esoteric person. Perhaps one of you. Are you enlightened? And she would say this. She would say, yes, for we have found a God inside. Without all of the rules and the trapping of the three-dimensional protocols, our God is real because the prophet we follow is inside of us. And this is the most modern thing you can have. Our meditations are profound. We feel God inside. We are enlightened. And if you ask an esoteric person, what about the others? They would say, they don't have what we have. We pray for them, but they don't have what we have. The Orthodox will say, we pray for them. Here, let us pray for you so that you could be like us. The Muslim, so willing to bless your family and you and pray with you, so willing to bring you into a loving God like they are. Now let's ask a non-religious Israeli on the street. Let's say we're going to talk to a banker who does not want anything to do with religion or spirituality or anything that you have today. Are you enlightened? And this man will look at you and smile and say, I really am enlightened because I have common sense not to be like the others. You won't find me wearing strange things and bowing down, meditating, all of the things that have no practicality in life. I'm a banker. I know how to take care of my family and work within the structure of this world today. The now, not yesterday. I am proud. I am not foolish like the others. Who's right here? Which one really has the truth? Now, first we ask this. Are they really telling what their heart is saying? And the answer is yes. Of those who believe in the oneness of God, do they feel it inside them? And the answer is yes. So how are we going to define enlightenment? How would you do it? I will tell you what the definition is from the Creator who lives in you. He lives in every one of those humans that we just interviewed. The love of God is profound for all humanity. A human who does not believe in God is still loved as much as one who does. Do you know that? The grandeur of the family of spirit is beautiful, even if you don't see it. Who is enlightened here? The definition of enlightenment, as spirit sees it, is this. An enlightened human being is one who respects the enlightenment of all. Who can stand and listen to the Orthodox and see God inside and see that it's real and it's perfect for him or her. who can see the Muslim and understand the beauty of what he believes, who can look at the esoteric person and understand how close they feel to spirit, who can look at the banker and see the same. That is enlightenment. An enlightened human being is one who is closer to the attributes of God than any system or any human. This is the attribute of spirit, who will look at every single human being with no bias, no preset conditions, and only see family. We're almost at the beginning of the tour, because that's what we said originally, didn't we? We said to you, no matter what you see in the next few days, look for God inside. This was a hint at the letter E. Where do you stand? Can you do this, really? Really? And so it is.